I want to pull plastering. This is Donna. May I help you?
Oh, hi, Donna. Is Melissa there?
She is tied up at the moment. Can I take a message?
Well, I was just talking to Dave. I'm actually setting up some marketing with you guys.
Mm-hmm.
And he just wanted me to finish setting up everything with her.
Okay, she's on the phone with him. Can you hold on a minute?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, thanks.
Hello?
Hi, is this Melissa?
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm.
Hi, Melissa, it's Jesse. I'm assuming you were just talking to Dave, right? Or
yes, I was.
Person.
I was. Uh-huh.
Okay.
I was talking to Dave. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay, great. So he mentioned that I was going to be calling, right?
Right. Yep. Yep.
Oh, okay. Wonderful. So, I don't normally do this way, so I'm kind of doing it sort of half everything right now, but did you have any questions about anything that we're setting up or?
No.
Because it sounds like you're
kind
of going to be handling most of it. So I just want to make sure that you kind of understand what we're doing.
Right. It's for advertising. So like he told me you need like, a little description of what we do and where we're at and stuff like that. Is that right?
Kind of.
Okay.
So essentially, basically what we're doing here, Melissa, is we're getting the company on the first page of Google. And then we're also doing sponsored Facebook ads. We're getting the company on mobile devices like iPhones, Androids, tablets. Then also the top directory listings like Yelp. So we are also creating the company a Google business profile as well as a Facebook business profile because I didn't see one. There isn't one, right?
Right. A Facebook. Yes,
just a
Facebook
business
there's
profile.
Uh-huh. There's
okay.
Facebook, Instagram,
okay.
Uh-huh, and then we have our own website.
I did see the website. Well, so the website that I did see, I don't know if it's necessarily, it just looks more like a profile. It doesn't really look like a website.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm not looking at the right one.
I think it is just pretty basic. I honestly haven't even looked at it in forever. But yes, we do have a girl that updates our Facebook and Instagram, each day.
Okay, cool. That's
Carolina Pool Plastering.
Well, so that actually is super helpful that you guys have that because the Facebook ads that we're going to be running are going to be retargeted ads. So it's good that you have somebody that updates your Facebook business profile because we don't actually do any updates on the profile itself, but we create the ads and we run the ads. So essentially when somebody looks for the services within your service area anywhere online and then they go to their news feed, then your guys' ad is going to be popping up there on the news feed. So,
okay.
So that would be kind of, you know, how that would work. Basically, what we just need from you is I'm just going to get some basics about the company. I'm going to set up the profile and then set you up for an onboarding call. The onboarding call is going to be about 20 to 30 minutes, depending on how many questions you have. You know, and that's just where they're going to start setting up the campaign. So essentially where they're going to, you know, just ask if you have any, like, mission statement, photos, you know, what kind of services you're providing, you know, stuff like that. Yeah, they'll get more extensive information. So then from 5 to 7 days, you guys are going to get a reporting dashboard. This is where you'll be able to see everything on the back end of the account, as well as the directory submissions. From 10 to 12 days, we'll get you guys on mobile devices, as well as getting the Google business profile, as well as the Facebook business profile. From 7 to 14 days, now, I know you have this website, but the program, it does come with a fully customized website at no additional cost. So, I mean, if you guys want a fully customized website, we can have that up and running in 7 to 14 days. And then from 30 to 45 days, everything begins to appear there on that first page. So, that's just kind of how it all works, you know, run it down. Now, I have some kind of basics from Dave, but I'm sorry, again, what was his last name?
Deaton, D-E-A-T-O-N.
Okay, perfect. And then what's the best email for you guys?
So it's our name, Carolina Pool Plastering.
Okay.
At yahoo.com.
Okay. Now, as far as the profile goes for the Google business profile, do you want clients to be contacting Dave's phone number or this phone number?
This one.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, perfect. I don't know if you know, though, but as far as the Angie listing goes, it does have his personal phone number on it. So that's why we had his number. So I don't know if you guys want to change that, you know, to being, you know, the office number.
Oh, on Angie's?
Yeah.
Is his? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I'll let them know. Mm-hmm. Or I think I can go on there and update it. Yeah.
So, okay. So now, I just for future, I mean, I'm sure you guys probably want the calls coming to the office, so. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
no,
yeah, for sure.
Now, okay, I got everything here. Now, I'm just going to get some basics about the company. Anything I mentioned is going to be included. It's not going to cost anything additional. But do you guys have any licensing and insurance?
Yes.
Okay. And do you have a logo for the company, or would you like us to create you one?
A what?
A logo.
Oh, we have a logo.
Okay.
Well, it's kind of very generic, but yeah, we do have one.
Okay, okay.
I mean,
if
our name.
If it's already on stuff, like, have you branded the logo? You have it on, like, your truck and stuff?
Yeah.
Well,
okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, there's something in a brand for sure, so.
Right.
Now, the best way to contact you is that going to be phone, text, email, all the above?
Mm-hmm.
And then the hours of operation, what would that be?
You can put 8 to 4 or 8 to 5.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And Monday through Friday?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then now... Okay, I'll look for your Facebook business profile. All right. And we'll go ahead and put you as an authorized user on the account. Is there anybody else, Melissa, that should be on the account?
You can always talk to Donna.
Okay. All right.
Donna Walker. And that should be good.
Okay. All right. Let's go ahead and schedule the onboarding call. Now, I can do 2 to 3. Are you available at that time?
Today? Let's not do today.
Okay.
We usually leave around 3 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You want to do tomorrow, then, around this time?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, perfect. I'll go ahead and schedule it for then. I'll put it in for 11 to 12. Is that okay?
That works.
Okay, and now, Melissa, the whole call's not going to last an hour. Just allow that hour in case they're finishing up with somebody before you.
Okay.
I'm not sure if you guys have caller ID there, but they will be calling from an 877 number. So I always suggest it's best to, you know, at least write it down or save it if you can do that in the phone we're talking on.
Okay.
Do you have a pen and paper?
Yes. Uh-huh, I'm good.
Okay.
What you got?
It's 877 635-6225, extension, my extension, I already actually texted to Dave, but that is just for the customer support line, that number right there. So.
Okay, what's your extension?
Mine is 2267.
2267, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, well, sounds good, and I guess I will look out for a call tomorrow.
Yes, so I just need one last thing from Dave. I'm going to run the payment, and it's going to send over it's going to automatically send him a text message. It's going to just say, Dave, thank you for choosing Local Splash. It'll have the terms and just basically everything that we discussed in writing. If you could do me a favor and ask him to sign that, that would be super helpful, if I could just have that signed before the client interview, because it's going to have his name on it. Let's see here. Oh, one last thing, too. I am going to go ahead and email you an email. It's going to say action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. That is going to help in speeding up the process and getting the Google business profile. So if you could just reply to that email before your client interview, it's just really going to help in speeding everything up. It's just going to ask for pictures like, you know, business card, business registration. If you don't have everything on there, totally fine. Just send him what you can, and that'll get everything going there. Card though, Melissa, what's your last name?
Chappelle.
Chappelle, okay. And
S-C-H-A-P-P-E-L-L.
Just not sure how I want to do this, because I need him to sign the terms. He told me, though, that the card is a company card, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay,
but we all have our own individual card, so his business card is under his name.
Okay. Okay, yeah, then I would need him to sign it. Okay.
So it's going to be a text, is that right?
Yeah, well, it'll be emailed and texted at the same time.
Uh-huh.
But I do need to go over the voice verification that just outlines the service agreement. So I guess I'll have to call him back and do that with him since it's a different card. I mean, he had told me that it was company card, like it was all under the same name, but I just need to make sure that he signs it and he does the voice verification if it's under his name, you know, just so nothing seems fishy, you know? So,
I mean, we can use my card. I mean, I have a card with my name on it.
Okay. Yeah. Why don't we do that? That'll probably make it a lot easier to,
I have my own credit card through the company. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, let's do that then. Okay. And it's going to be a Visa, right?
Right.
Okay. I'm ready for that card number whenever you are.
Okay. All right. It's 4046.
Mm-hmm.
0112.
Mm-hmm.
0313.
Mm-hmm.
5095.
Okay, and then the expiration?
Hang on. Are you running it for a certain amount right now?
For 700, yeah.
700? Okay. Hang on. Let me, hang on one sec.
Sure. No, take your time.
Transfer money. Where you hit submit. So let's transfer some money to the credit cards. Checking to... Okay, sorry, I have my talk here. Okay, expiration, 0426.
Okay. Oh, and then the security code?
060.
Okay, perfect. All right, so now I'm going to update and process the payment. And I'm sorry, I'm now going to put this under your name and change it. So
okay.
One second,
okay.
Let me do that.
Okay.
So Melissa... M-E-L-I-S-S-A?
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And then you said...
S-C-H-A-P-P-E-L-L.
S-C-H-A-P-P-E-L-L,
uh-huh.
Right?
Two P's.
Okay, perfect.
Mm-hmm. P-P-E-L-L.
Oh, two P's. Okay. Got it. All right, perfect. So I'm going to go ahead and then process that payment now. For the 700, I'm going to read to you what's called a voice verification. Again, this is just to outline the service agreement. It's also because I have you guys on a discounted pricing program, not normally advertised. So as I walk you through this, if there's anything that you don't understand or you need me to clarify, just stop me and let me know and I'll rephrase the question, okay?
Okay.
So
okay.
It's welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance and is to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. Now, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Carolina Pool Plastering.
Please state your name and title within the business.
I'm sorry, Melissa Chappelle, office manager.
And you're authorized to enter into agreement on behalf of this business, correct?
Correct, yes.
And you're an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yes.
Now, so, Melissa, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Now, as a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. So what this means is we will never call you asking for more money, and if any other marketing company calls you, just simply let them know that you're working with us already. Okay.
Okay.
Now, at this time, I am going to set up a security question with you on your account. So if you have any question about who's calling, just ask for the security question, and they'll have to give the response you've given me today. So you pick from one of these three. It's mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which one of those would you like?
I will do city I was born in.
Okay, perfect. And what was that?
Charlotte.
Okay. Wonderful. And then now, Melissa, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash within a 24-hour period?
Yes.
And in hiring us as your certified marketing representative, if you decide to do any other online marketing during the term of your agreement, do you agree to disclose that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, and basically what that means is if you do anything else online, which you really won't need to, just let us know so we know it's not in conflict with something we're already doing. So,
okay.
Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged in today's date of February 21st, 2024, in the non-refundable amount of $700. This is for a three-month commitment. So, essentially, once the term is completed, which would be May 21st, it'll automatically renew for $299. Now, at that time, you guys can renew for another 3, 6, or 12-month period, or you can go just month to month. It's completely up to you.
Okay.
They'll, you know, text you and email you that it's coming to be renewed, but I still just save that date, you know, so that you know it's getting close to that time. But yes, so at that time, it will automatically renew. Now, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support to prevent your charges from the next month of service. Contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due,
okay.
Which would be, just to let you know, would be, hold on, Not that I think you guys will be going anywhere anyway, but just so you have that, it would be on the 16th, so, of May. So, now, Melissa, do you agree and understand to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, perfect. So, now that's all done. Now, I the last thing that I need from you, does this phone number actually get text messages?
You can, but, like, you have to sign into, like, a website to go check them.
Okay.
I would say, let's just say no. This is, like, a landline.
Okay, okay. Then you should have it at your email. Are you near that? It should have had an invoice come.
Yeah, I got it. I'm actually trying to log in to the local Splash thing. How do I do a username and password?
Mm-hmm. Oh, so, wow, you're fast.
I've been reading and stuff. Well, yeah, sorry, I'm multitask.
No, perfect. That was just the terms. It took you to the username and dashboard. That's going to be for the reporting dashboard. You'll actually get the login credentials for that within 5 to 7 business days. So just look out for that.
Okay.
They need to create the dashboard with the business specific. So,
I see.
Yeah, so other than that, I want to congratulate you guys. I'm most excited to get this started for you. So, did you have any questions at all or anything?
No.
Okay. Okay, perfect. So just look out for that call tomorrow. And if you could reply to that email, that would be super helpful. Okay.
Okay. Sounds good. Thank you.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Melissa. Have a great day.
All right. You too.